The holidays can be an especially hard time of year for those who have recently lost loved ones. A group of women from mental health and faith community backgrounds gathered yesterday to inaugurate a type of do-it-yourself memorial on the pedestrian bridge over Boulder Creek, just west of Broadway and east of the public library. It's called the Grief and Gratitude Project. One of its co-founders is Wendy Cass, a local chaplain.
So we've got a rope tied along this pedestrian bridge, and we have a mailbox filled with ribbons on either side of the bridge. And the idea is to have people write down whatever they're grieving or whatever they're grateful for on the ribbons, and then tie it along the rope all along the pedestrian bridge.
About a dozen people gathered in a circle for the grief and gratitude ceremony in the chilly wind before breaking out to tie ribbons to the bridge. Another project co-founder, retired psychotherapist Gaia Mica, says there's a particular form of healing that can come from processing grief in a group setting.
Last year, we had such an incredibly rough year, not just because of the pandemic, but because of all the horrendous losses that were happening all over the world. And I just began to have this sense that we needed to do something in the community. And this project evolved out of that. It was like this image would not leave me alone about needing to do some kind of collective, community level grief. And because of the pandemic, we really couldn't even gather last year. On the city land, they really didn't want us to even gather. So we came up with this idea of hanging ribbons along the bridge, and that people could come and express their grief and express their gratitude and write it down or even just imagine it into the ribbon and then tie the ribbon on the bridge. And it turned out to just be a beautiful project, and it felt like it allowed people to express their grief in a way that was safe and in a way that didn't ask them to do some, you know, sort of big expression publicly, but that was still public and that still had a sense of the community doing this together. Because that feels to me, and I think Wendy agrees with this, that we really... that grief is not just, it's not just something we can do all alone. We really need each other to share our grief.
What is the importance of being able to express grief in an open, shared space with other people who may be hurting?
Yeah, grief is like a social emotion. And so much like joy, how joy grows bigger when it's shared, grief absolutely... it's like necessary to be in a social container to fully be able to access and express your grief. Even this ribbon project is like, there'll be ribbons along the bridge, but it's like this deeper acknowledgement of community coming together and just like exposing our grief. It helps move something instead of being isolated.
This is the second year for the Grief and Gratitude Project in Boulder, and Sharika Wilson has been present for the ceremonies both years.
Well, last year, a partner of mine's brother passed away. We happened to just be over here and we seen the ribbon ceremony, so we did that. Came back this year, a little bit different story. My daughter had passed away in August. Had a hard time dealing with it on my own, so just waiting for another space and opportunity to be able to release that. And I came here today, and they were setting it up, so I wanted to partake in that to make sure that I celebrate my daughter's life.
Is there a particular story that you'd like people to know about your daughter?
Well, she took her life. What I want to make other energies or people or souls aware of is that, you know, we can try to aid and assist as much as we can, but that doesn't stop the fact that there's internally something going on, not just always mentally, spiritually, and soulfully. There's other things that are taking place. My daughter fought really, really hard. 22 years old. She was in the military, medical discharge out of the military due to this. And she was in therapy and everything, and she still did it. She was tired. So I would tell others her soul was tired. And no matter what we say or do, some others just cannot take this earthly experience. And that's what I want to spread awareness about, because I've been in her shoes as well. When you're beyond tired, you can't even express it. So I know what it is now, her soul. You know, it just wasn't fit to be in this earthly experience anymore. She's on the other side. She's been forgiven and all is well. That's what I want to enlighten the world about when it comes to suicide.
What do you need to feel supported and to be able to make it through an experience like that?
My spirit team, my ancestors, my angels. That's exactly how I got through. I wouldn't have never got through if it wasn't for them pushing me. My daughter leaving, her energy, her strength, and her power pushes me to keep going forward. I did not want to keep going, but she's telling me, Mommy, I need you to keep going. I need you to speak this truth. So I will. It leaves me alone, but I'm never alone because I walk with her and my ancestors.
Anyone who wants to add to the Grief and Gratitude Project may do so by visiting the pedestrian bridge over Boulder Creek near the municipal building. Ribbons and pens for writing on them are inside mailboxes at either end of the bridge. Project co-founder Gaia Micah says her experience as a psychologist left her with the feeling that therapy concentrates too much on the individual rather than on the collective context. She says collective trauma requires community solutions, and that exercises like the Grief and Gratitude Project foster a society's ability to cope with jarring shocks.
We need to do a lot more of coming together as a community, especially in the times that are ahead, because the things that are going to bring on grief are increasing. I mean, when you think about the loss of the species that we're experiencing, when you think about the losses that are related to climate change that we're experiencing, when you think about the losses related to racism that we're experiencing, it's all as if it's accelerating. And so we're going to really need to be conscious of coming together and sharing the grief so that we can have the energy to do what needs to be done. I really think that expressing our grief and sharing our grief releases energy to do the work that needs to be done in the world.
The ribbons hanging on the bridge will come down during another Grief and Gratitude ceremony at 2 p.m. on January 8th. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.